All right, ready to dive deep into occultism?
Let's do it.
We're exploring the Spiritual Seeks quiz. Are you a true occultist?
Always a fun one.
You can find it right on their site, of course. But I gotta say, occultism always, like, gives me chills.
Yeah, it does have that mysterious vibe, doesn't it?
A bit spooky, maybe? Like, what really goes on?
Truth is, it's less about casting spells and more about hidden knowledge. Like, the word itself from Latin occultus means hidden or secret. It's all about esoteric knowledge, you know, understanding the universe on this deeper level.
So less dark robes and cauldrons, more like dusty books and deep talks.
Exactly. We're talking ancient wisdom traditions here.
Like what?
Like alchemy, Kabbalah, you've got astrology, numerology, even things like meditation or astral projection.
Okay, now I'm more curious than spooked. So this quiz, what's it like?
Well, the Spiritual Seek put together 6 statements.
Okay.
Each one's meant to see how much you vibe with occult principles.
Gotcha. Not about labeling, more like sparking that curiosity.
Exactly. Get you thinking.
Fun. Hit me with statement 1.
I practice rituals to align myself with cosmic forces and energies.
Rituals, huh? Should I be worried about chicken sacrifices under a full moon?
Haha, no. Rituals can be simple.
Oh.
In occultism, it's a symbolic action, or a bunch of them, to connect you to a specific energy or intention.
Could be as simple as, what, lighting a candle and setting an intention for the day.
Absolutely. Or using crystals when meditating.
So creating that sacred space, using symbolic tools to, like, boost your intention.
You got it. Think of rituals as a bridge between the normal, everyday world and the mystical. Helps you tap into those unseen forces that shape reality.
I like that, a bridge. Okay, what's next on our occult adventure?
Number 2. I acknowledge the existence of multiple planes of reality beyond the physical world.
Whoa, hold on. Are we talking parallel universes here?
Well, parallel universes are cool to think about, but in occultism, it's more about layers, dimensions of reality. Beyond what we normally see. Maybe inhabited by spiritual entities or energies, and you can access them through practices like meditation.
Or, like you mentioned before, astral projection.
Right.
Isn't that when your soul, like, leaves your body and wanders around? Kind of scary, honestly.
Well, I get it. It sounds like a sci-fi movie. But in occult traditions, it's a way to explore those non-physical places.
To what? Gain knowledge?
Maybe. Connect with spiritual guides. Or just have a wild adventure. Who knows?
Intriguing, for sure. Okay, what's next on our occult checklist?
Statement 3 gets into symbolism. I use symbols and archetypes as tools for personal transformation and enlightenment.
Ah, symbols. Like tarot cards.
Bingo. Tarot is a classic example of symbols in occultism, but it goes beyond just fortune telling.
So not about the future, more about self-reflection.
Exactly. The symbols, the archetypes, like the fool, the magician, the empress, they represent universal human stuff.
Like what?
Experiences, challenges, stages of growth. Working with those symbols helps us understand ourselves, our own journeys.
That's cool. Each card's like a little peek into our subconscious, huh?
I like that. It's about seeing the patterns, the themes, the wisdom within those ancient symbols.
Okay, hit me with statement 4.
This one's about knowledge. I study ancient wisdom and esoteric knowledge to uncover hidden truths about reality.
So diving into those old books, deciphering codes, uncovering the universe's secrets. Count me in.
Think of it as craving knowledge beyond the mainstream.
Okay.
Occultists are drawn to things like Kabbalah, exploring the mystical side of Jewish thought, or alchemy, which people associate with turning lead into gold, but it's really about personal transformation.
Hey, alchemy is not about making gold.
Well, that's the literal take, but the real gold is spiritual enlightenment.
They use
the whole lead to gold thing as a metaphor, you know, for the inner work we do to change our limitations and reach our potential.
Whoa, that's deep. So we all have that lead inside that we can turn to gold.
Exactly. Alchemy is about purifying, refining ourselves, just like those alchemists and their metals.
I see why occultism has fascinated people for so long. It's way deeper than I thought.
It's a journey, for sure. Inward and outward. Questioning, seeking, understanding the universe on a whole other level.
All right, next step on this occult quest. What's statement 5?
This one might resonate. I respect the power of intention as a means to manifest change in my life and surroundings.
Intention. Is this like law of attraction stuff?
There are definitely connections, but in occultism, intention is a powerful force that can actually shape reality, especially when you combine it with willpower and often rituals.
So it's not just wishing, it's aligning your thoughts, actions, energy to get those results.
Right. Taking real steps towards your goals, but also using your mind to create the reality you want.
It's like sometimes I set an intention and things just work out. Maybe it's not just luck.
Maybe not. Lots of spiritual traditions, including occultism, take intention seriously. It's about recognizing our thoughts and beliefs affect the world around us.
Okay, final statement. Let's hear it.
Here it is. I embrace both light and shadow aspects within myself as part of my spiritual journey towards wholeness.
Wow, heavy stuff. Is this like good versus evil?
It's more nuanced. It's about accepting all of yourself, good and bad, so to speak.
Hmm.
In Jungian psychology, they call it the shadow self.
So acknowledging our flaws, imperfections, even our darker side as part of who we are.
Exactly. Occultism says true spiritual growth comes from integrating it all, not just the parts we like.
Hmm.
It's understanding that our shadow can actually be strong, wise, if we face it head on.
That's powerful. It's not about being perfect. It's about being whole, even the messy bits.
Precisely. Those flaws, those imperfections, they make you you. They're part of your individuality.
Wow. This is making me rethink my whole approach to personal growth.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not about reaching some ideal, but about accepting and integrating who I already am.
Now you're getting it. It's about embracing that journey of becoming with all the ups and downs. Real growth comes from facing those shadows and bringing them into the light.
Wow. Just unpacking these six statements, I feel like I've learned so much. Can't wait to dig deeper into these concepts, see what other hidden truths we can find.
It is, yeah, always an ongoing process.
You know, thinking back to those statements, that one about studying ancient wisdom, that really got me thinking.
Yeah.
Where do you even begin with that? It's daunting.
It is a lot. That's true. But you don't have to go all in at once.
Right, of course.
You mentioned Kabbalah earlier. That's a great example of ancient wisdom that's becoming, like, more accessible these days.
You mean like those diagrams with the spheres and Hebrew letters?
Exactly. The Tree of Life, yeah. It's a central symbol in Kabbalah, kind of like a roadmap.
Oh, interesting.
Represents different parts of creation, the path of spiritual growth.
Okay, but those diagrams always seem so complex to me.
I know, right?
Can you actually grasp it without, like, years of study?
Oh, absolutely. There are tons of books and stuff now that break it down for, you know, regular people. Mm. Even online courses, if you're into that.
So for someone totally new, where's a good starting point?
I'd say start with a basic intro to Kabbalah, something that explains the core ideas, the symbolism.
Okay.
Once you've got that down, then you can explore what interests you most.
You know, alchemy has always fascinated me too, even if it's not literally about turning lead into gold.
Alchemy is so cool, isn't it?
It is.
Full of symbolism and metaphors that you can apply to, like your own growth and transformation.
Right.
Remember, it's not just about physical stuff. It's about changing yourself, purifying your soul, reaching a higher level of awareness.
And that reminds me of embracing our light and shadow sides. Is there a link there with alchemy?
Definitely. In alchemy, to transform those base metals into gold, they often worked with things that were both poisonous and healing.
Huh, interesting.
That duality you see that represents us integrating our shadow selves, the parts we tend to fear or reject.
So just like alchemists learn to use those dangerous substances, we can learn to embrace our own shadow side and become more whole.
Exactly. It's like recognizing that even those negative or unwanted parts of us can be sources of strength and wisdom if we face them with courage and compassion.
This is blowing my mind. It's like a whole new way of seeing ourselves and the world.
That's the beauty of occultism, right? It makes you question your assumptions, dig into that hidden knowledge, and ultimately understand yourself and the universe on a deeper level.
You know, back when we were talking about astral projection, I was kind of scared, but now I'm genuinely curious.
It is a fascinating concept, for sure.
It is.
Think of it this way. If these other realms, Dio, exist, wouldn't you want to see them?
Okay, yeah, you've got me hooked. What's the best way to learn about it? Can you actually learn to astral project?
There are techniques, practices for sure, usually involving deep meditation and visualization.
Okay.
Many believe it's a skill you can develop, like anything else, with practice.
Wow. I'm realizing there's so much to discover. With occultism, it's not just, like, spooky stuff in secret societies. Mm. It's about consciousness, the universe, unlocking our potential.
Exactly. Embracing the mystery. Following your curiosity and thirst for knowledge.
Feels like we're just scratching the surface here. Where can our listeners go to dive deeper?
Well, besides all the books and resources out there, we got to shout out The Spiritual Seek.
Of course.
Their website is like a gold mine for all things spiritual, from meditation to energy healing, and of course, occultism.
True, true. They even have like an audio explanation of this, "Are you a true occultist?" quiz, right?
Yeah, definitely check that out. They also have a disclaimer emphasizing the quiz is for fun, for sparking that interest, not for labeling yourself.
Right, it's not a test.
No, not at all.
So take it lightly, have fun, and let it inspire you to learn more.
Exactly. It's about your personal journey, seeing where it leads you.
You know, through all this talk about occultism, that light in shadow thing really sticks with me.
Yeah, it's pretty profound.
It makes you think, right? We're almost taught to focus on the light, the good, and hide the shadow, the bad.
Yeah.
But what if those shadow parts are just as crucial to growing, to being whole?
It's true. You know, the stuff we try to bury, that's often where the biggest potential for change is.
Huh.
There's that saying, where there's shadow, there's light trying to break through.
So not about getting rid of the shadow, but understanding it, making it part of us.
Exactly. Like working with clay, right?
Oh, okay.
You got to mold it all, even the rough parts, to make something beautiful and whole. Our shadows are those rough edges, and growing is about working with them, refining them, making them part of our life's masterpiece.
That's a great way to put it. Makes it less scary. Like, it's not about being perfect. It's about being human, mess and all.
That's it. We're all a mix of light and shadow. That's what makes each of us unique.
This makes me wonder, how do you actually start integrating your shadow? It's such a, like, abstract idea.
It's a journey, yeah. Starts with simply noticing those parts of ourselves we usually hide.
Okay.
Then get curious about them. Be kind to yourself. Ask, what can I learn from this part of me? How can I make it part of my life in a good way?
So turning towards the things we'd usually run from and asking, what's the lesson here?
Exactly. And remember, it's not about excusing bad behavior. It's about realizing that even our darkest stuff can teach us something, can be turned into strength, growth, when we're honest and brave enough to face it.
This has been so eye-opening, seriously. I feel like I have a whole new view on growing as a person, on spirituality.
I'm glad to hear that. And this is really just the start, you know?
Yeah.
If you're feeling inspired, the Spiritual Seek is such a great resource. Articles, quizzes, their blog, even audio stuff, all to help you on your journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone, go check them out. And like they say, it's all about sparking that curiosity, starting your own exploration. There's no one right way, so follow your gut. See where it leads.
And have fun.
Oh, yeah?
Embrace the mystery. Let yourself be surprised by what you find. The journey itself, that's the real treasure.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Until next time, everyone, keep seeking, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the mysteries of the universe and yourselves.